Hey, Nate here. Welcome in to World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, WorldSoccerTalk.com, American Forces Network. Thank you so much for making this show a part of your daily plans live here on the radio or on the internet in podcast form on demand. Thank you so much for the birthday wishes. They meant quite a lot to yours truly. It was a beautiful birthday weekend. And I wrapped up the birthday weekend last night with a couple of nice Coronas and standing in a frigid Northern California garage, 34 degrees when we last checked the temperature in that garage, huddled around a tiny little space heater. And we ended up taking in one of the best soccer games of the year in any country, in any planet. I only know about Earth soccer, but I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that last night I took in one of the best games of the year in the entire universe of soccer. It was the second leg of the Liga MX Gran Final, Pumas and Tigres. Tigres led by one of my favorite human beings, Tuca Ferretti. Tigres taking a 3-0 lead from the first leg in to the hallowed grounds of Estadio Universitario, the old Mexican Olympic Stadium. Ghostly feel always inside that ground. And Pumas needed an absolute miracle. And what did they pull off? An absolute miracle. They win it 3-0, forcing the game into extra time, where Tigres scored through their charismatic Frenchman, Mr. Guignac, making the score 3-1 on the night, 4-3 on aggregate. But Pumas pull off yet another miracle, scoring off a throw-in at the death in the 119th minute, sending the match to penalties, where Tigres would end up winning it. One of the best matches that I've seen in some time, talking to all my Mexican friends and family, one of the greatest Mexican matches in recent memory, perhaps of all time. Cheers to you, Tuca. What a year for you, good sir. And cheers to Mexican soccer. That was a beautiful, beautiful experience last night. Janusz Michalak is going to be with us in this edition of the show. We're heading to Europe on the other side of this break, talking Euro 2016, talking Bundesliga, talking Premier League, talking Champions League, covering it all right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
2 days ago, Jeff McDonald posted the following. Just watched the sunrise from above the clouds. So stoked. Jeff got 19 likes and 7 comments. Not bad, Jeff. Geico has a comment to add that may make you even more stoked. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico. And if that doesn't put your head above the clouds, you'll have the extra money to scale a peak that will. Hashtag on cloud 9, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
The gift that keeps on giving is almost always just a metaphor. Open it once, gift over. But at TGI Fridays, we have the gift that actually does keep on giving. For just $10, get any Endless app, like one of 8 flavors of boneless wings, and we'll keep them coming over and over again. For a bit more, you can switch to another app. Loaded potato skins? Sure. Pan-seared pot stickers? Fine. You can even try them all. We don't care. We're just excited about giving and giving and then giving some more. Endless apps with endless choice are back at TGI Fridays. At participating restaurants for a limited time. While supplies last, other restrictions apply.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to see clearly again without reading glasses? LASIK treats only the surface of the eye and is healthier and safer than wearing contact lenses long term. Dr. Robert Lin had LASIK himself and still sees 20/20 and has performed over 40,000 LASIK procedures over the last 18 years. Find out more at IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQLaserVision.
Welcome back into World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Nate Abaurea. Tweet me at NateWST and get a hold of all of us at World Soccer Talk. Our guest in this edition of the show, he was one of our very first guests way back when we started this thing up. And now he is the latest guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio. It is Janosch Mihalik. Janosch, how you doing, sir?
I am doing all right, Nate. How are you? Losing my voice a little bit. I was sick, but I think I'm getting better, so it's all good. And watching this Chelsea-Leicester City game, and it's just unbelievable. Are you watching this or no?
I am indeed. I'm trying to stay focused on my show, but I do have one eye over here on the Jamie Vardy party in the Midlands. Indeed, it is. Yes, it is mighty nice. And yeah, I actually just celebrated a birthday weekend too, so I am recovering with the voice, as many of you out there can tell. But yours truly and Janosch Mihalik, we've battled through before together on this show, so we will continue to do so valiantly right here on Sports Byline. Hey, I want to talk to you about a number of things. I said that in the opening. We're going to talk Bundesliga, Premier League, Champions League, Europa League, but got to start with the Euro 2016 draw and some really awesome storylines coming out of this thing and really getting a lot of people buzzing for this summer's European Championships. And then I'll run over the groups real quick. Group A, France, Romania, Albania, and Switzerland. Group B is the one that has a lot of eyes on it right now. England, Russia, Wales, and Slovakia. That's right, England and Wales will be going toe-to-toe in the group stage in France. Germany, Ukraine, Poland, and Northern Ireland in Group C. Group D, Spain, the Czech Republic, Turkey, and Croatia. Ooh, chance for a Euro rematch between Turkey and Croatia. Everyone remembers that one from 2008, one of the greats of all time. Belgium, Italy, Republic of Ireland, and Sweden in Group E, and Portugal, Iceland, Austria, and Hungary in Group F. Janosch Mihalik, I throw it right to you, out for you when you saw the draw the other day.
The group E, obviously, right? Good luck to everybody there, because it's kind of one of those with Belgium, Italy, Republic of Ireland, and Sweden. Belgium, number one team in the world, right, according to FIFA. I'm not sure if that's the case, really, to be quite honest. They still have tons to prove to me. But, it's one of those where you can see just about every result. Some of these teams, and even look at Sweden, Poland, by the way, with Germany again, which that didn't make me happy, I can tell you that. Very, very uncomfortable group with Ukraine and Northern Ireland. On surface, you'd like to think that maybe Poland can get through this, but a lot of those countries, including Poland and Sweden, the Zlatan, the Lewandowski, the key players will have to perform, right? There's a lot of teams that have one big star, maybe two, that you think they can, but unless those players perform at their highest ability, it just makes you wonder if there's enough of a team there.
Well, how do you feel about your homeland? How do you feel about Group C with that Poland situation with Germany, Ukraine, and Northern Ireland, Janosch?
Well, as I said, Germany, for the first time in the history of Poland, we've beaten them in the qualifying group, right? We had them there. And there was a lot of close games, a lot of better teams than that, than this Polish team. Certainly the one in 74 I thought was better, and the Germany were lucky to win it in that game. I don't think, in the second game, well, first of all, the first win was big, but let's not forget that this was kind of a coming of the World Cup win, right? So maybe Germany distracted. They've lost a couple games. Remember that? Their start to the campaign wasn't great, and you can understand that. In the second game, Germany beat Poland. I just don't know. I think it's a little bit too much. So I'm not looking forward to that. As I said, Ukraine, very, very, very uncomfortable. Very similar to our team, a lot of talent. Northern Ireland, I think that is the game, right? Poland, I believe, plays that game first. And as I always say in big competitions, Nate, it's always about the first game for teams like Poland. Great teams, you know, they can come back from a bad first game. So-so teams, they cannot. So I think Poland has to beat Northern Ireland. If they do, they have a chance to come out of that group. If they don't, I think it would be difficult.
Well, let's head over to Group B now. I want to actually talk to you a little bit more about the Poland situation and what it means to you seeing Poland in the European Championships. So I want to actually head over to Group B, where it's the group that everyone in the UK is talking about. England draw Wales. You're going to have Gareth Bale and Aaron Ramsey going toe-to-toe with Rooney, Sterling, and Henderson and all the England boys. It's Wales against England in the European Championships. It's something that just a few years ago would have seemed, you know, beyond anybody's wildest dreams, any Welsh fans out there to get a chance in a major competition to go toe-to-toe with the English. Talk about what you think that means to Welsh soccer fans and how you're looking forward to that match as a neutral.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be massive. You have Bale, you have Ramsey, right? I mean, another player that's, you know, the Premier League players and English players will know very well. Look, I mean, it's going to be a big game, but let's face it. I mean, you know, this is a group that England should negotiate in. I mean, after all, right? I mean, we always talk about England this, England that. They haven't proven it, you know. I mean, we always looked to England towards the prism of the Premier League. And we sometimes think, whatever you think of Premier League, most exciting, this, that, or the other, the national team should do better. The truth of the matter is that they haven't. They haven't proven, you know, how good they are. So, look, this is an expanded European Championship. I think I look at that group, and you know, regardless of what you think of this English team, and I think it's a younger team, one that probably needed to be turned over a little bit quicker, but they have been now. So I think there's some younger players. You don't see the same story, you know, with Lampard and Gerrard, midfield, and Gareth Barry, you know, players that I always felt always looked the same to me. You know, it's like having four same players in that midfield. So that's a positive, but one they should get through. You know, for Wales, it's a fairy tale. I mean, still is. And I'll say what I just said about Poland and perhaps Sweden. I mean, Gareth Bale's going to have to be exceptional. You know, they've gotten there as a team, I'd like to say, but a team that was carried by Gareth Bale in terms of scoring. So, you know, what happens if he doesn't, right? The rest of the group, look, as we know, Russia and Slovakia, you can never tell. They're capable of a result, but are they capable of putting two or three results is always a question mark.
All right, let's head over to Group F real quick. This is one where I look at this thing and I just think that Cristiano Ronaldo could have 10 goals by the time the group stage is over. Portugal, Iceland, Austria, and Hungary. And take nothing away from Iceland, Austria, and Hungary, but I see those names right there and I go, hat trick Ronaldo, hat trick Ronaldo, hat trick Ronaldo. Talk about how the Portuguese, you think, are feeling going into that group.
Well, again, a group that's winnable. I mean, Austria's been, you know, sensational, really. I mean, you know, how long has it been since we talked about, you know, those teams? I mean, Hans Krankl, I remember, and, you know, this is a long, long, long time ago. And we remember probably that Germany-Austria game that seemed 0-0. Was it a World Cup? Maybe a fixed game, but I don't know. I don't even know if you remember that. You know, Portugal.
I've been taught all about the fix from that game. Oh,
yeah,
indeed,
it was
fixed, I mean, according to the people that have taught me.
this is a legitimate team. okay, you know, I don't know how comfortable I feel about Portugal. Really, you know, I mean, the best chance they had. Remember the European Championships in Portugal. They didn't take advantage of that. From you know, if I remember correctly, and. Cristiano Ronaldo could. Iceland, again, a very much a workmanlike team. I don't put money on Portugal. Let me put it that way. I think they had a golden opportunity a number of years, 10, 15 years, you know, when the Coutinho, not Coutinho, but Moutinho's were younger. All those players, when Cristiano Ronaldo was a little bit younger, Deco was playing for them. I don't think they've taken advantage of that. Luis Figo comes to mind. I mean, is this current team any better than that team? No, not even close in my opinion. So the group looks like one that you can navigate through, but Cristiano Ronaldo or not, I'm not sure if this is going to be a cakewalk for Portugal, to be quite honest with you.
The way that you say it, Janis, it almost sounds like this is almost a last chance for a Portuguese generation of players.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different generation. I don't know if it's a last chance. I think they kind of lost their best chance, in my opinion, to win a big, big trophy. So this is maybe some of the younger players like Carvalho in that midfield, if he's going to play, he's going to come in. But again, a couple years ago they lost it, so maybe they're rebuilding a little bit. That should be a better choice of words. So it's not that I'm absolutely down on Portugal, but I don't necessarily think that they're a special team by any means. I think we saw that in the last World Cup, right? I mean, you know, when U.S. Was in that group, I don't necessarily think that this team is going to be any different or any better, to be honest.
Well, I like the way you phrase that, and it is perhaps, rather than looking at it as any sort of, you know, last chance for a certain crop of players, in many ways it could be looked at as a first chance and a big turnover in the
right.
History of the Portuguese national team. But I go back to something that you touched on with this tournament that really is so interesting about these European championships, and it's the number of teams that I personally feel, and I know you're with me on this, and there's a lot of people out there who are looking at this and saying that there's not that many really strong teams. There's a lot of star players in this tournament, and each one of these teams has that one guy or maybe those two guys. And so, again, tying it back to a guy like Cristiano Ronaldo, who loves to have the weight of the world on his shoulders at times, I feel like this could be the tournament for him where he puts everything on his back. We shall see. I could completely eat my words come summer of 2016, but I would not be surprised if that's the route that Portugal goes. And if it is all about Ronaldo, if for Sweden it is, of course, all about Zlatan, for Poland it's all about Lewandowski, and it's going to be up to these big names to perform for any of these countries to do anything meaningful at this tournament. We're going to continue talking a little bit of Euro 2016 in the next segment, as well as taking a trip to Germany and talking about the hottest striker in the Bundesliga, one of the hottest strikers in all the world. The Mexican love continues right here on Sports Byline, talking Chicharito. My goodness, what a time he is having with Bayer Leverkusen. And we'll talk a little Champions League in Europa on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio, Janis Mihalic, alongside yours truly, Nate Abaurea. Don't go anywhere.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer to Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
2 days ago, Jeff McDonald posted the following. Just watched the sunrise from above the clouds. So stoked. Jeff got 19 likes and 7 comments. Not bad, Jeff. Geico has a comment to add that may make you even more stoked. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico. And if that doesn't put your head above the clouds, you'll have the extra money to scale a peak that will. Hashtag on cloud 9, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
The gift that keeps on giving is almost always just a metaphor. Open it once, gift over. But at TGI Fridays, we have the gift that actually does keep on giving. For just $10, get any Endless app, like one of 8 flavors of boneless wings, and we'll keep them coming over and over again. For a bit more, you can switch to another app. Loaded potato skins? Sure. Pan-seared pot stickers? Fine. You can even try them all. We don't care. We're just excited about giving and giving and then giving some more. Endless apps with endless choice are back at TGI Fridays. At participating restaurants for a limited time. While supplies last, other restrictions apply.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to see clearly again without reading glasses? LASIK treats only the surface of the eye and is healthier and safer than wearing contact lenses long term. Dr. Robert Lin had LASIK himself and still sees 20/20 and has performed over 40,000 LASIK procedures over the last 18 years. Find out more at IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
You got to change your evil ways. I tell you what, still recovering from birthday weekend. Nate Aberea back here with Janusz Michalek on World Soccer Talk Radio. Finishing up a little conversation about the Euro 2016 group draw. And then we'll be talking Chicharito in just a few moments. Got to go back to our conversation, our brief conversation there in the last segment, Janusz, about Poland. And it's something we, you and I have talked about this a couple of times, but I really want to share this with the listeners. And for those out there unfamiliar with your pathway as a soccer player and your immigrant roots, how you came to America and then ended up suiting up for the U.S. men's national team after a long, long career. I mean, after working so hard to get to it, but you moved to America, correct me if I'm wrong, when you were 15 or 16 from Poland?
Yeah, 17, almost 18 years old. So yeah,
17, almost 18. So I'm curious for you and with your father's footballing background and your family back home, what does it mean to you when you watch the Polish national team play, and especially watching Poland play in a competition like the Euros?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's pride. I mean, you never forget. You know, I always say that I have it easy because, you know, I always have two teams to cheer for, you know, and people sometimes wonder how that's possible. It's possible. You know, I mean, it's, you know, I often say what's the difference. As a matter of fact, you know, I think I've said, maybe I've said that story a long time ago. I mean, I went to Poland with Bruce Arena and the U.S. team, and, you know, the Polish press was constantly asking me, you know, which one. I said, look, you know, the good news is I can sing both national anthems, you know what I mean? Whichever teams win, so it's okay. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you can't overthink that. You know, there isn't one I like more than the other. I will tell you, however, that I just simply identify more with the U.S. team now. You know, and I've lived here longer than I've lived in Poland. And by virtue of playing on the senior team here, you know, you have the relationships that last, right? I mean, look, when I, you know, for a while when I left Poland, I kept in touch with the, you know, with Polish players. They've retired, then you lose track of them because you're so far away, right? The younger players come in, you don't know all of them. Whereas here, you know, I've retired, but look, I mean, look around Major League Soccer. I mean, every coach, every director of coaching is my former teammate just about, right? People in the media, you know, be it Alexi or Casey Keller or, you know, throw anybody out there, Eric Winalda, right? I mean, they're my friends. John Doyle runs San Jose and, you know, I mean, just everywhere. Bernsey is a New England Revolution. So you know what I mean. I identify with this national team a lot more than I identify with the Polish team. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know what I mean? But when the tournament starts playing, especially in European championships, where, you know, I don't have to worry about U.S. being there, like in the World Cup, you know, remember in 2002 where Poland and U.S. were in the same group, you know, it's easy, of course. I mean, this is, you know, that's the country where my parents were born. That's where I was born, you know, my family and all that. So you never forget that, you know, when the national anthem plays and you see the flag, oh, of course, I mean, goosebumps are there, the same as they are with the U.S. national team. So it can happen. There's nothing wrong with it. People overthink it, you know, try to get the perfect answer out of me, you know. And the simple answer is that, you know, I love both countries and I cheer for both. And that's just that, you know.
Well, there is an elegance in the simplicity of that answer, Janusz. I very much appreciate it, and I know it's a question that you get asked quite a bit, and so I look forward to cheering on Poland with you this summer, and obviously we don't have to worry about the Americans running across Poland in the European Championships.
It'll be easy, Nate. You know, in the morning it's going to be European Championships. At night it's going to be Copa America, right, on television, and U.S. will be playing in it, the Centenario one. So, I mean, I'm going to have a great, great summer, I can tell you that much.
Sounds like a dream of a summer for Janusz Michalek. Okay, we got to talk now about a league that you follow and cover quite extensively. We're going to head to Deutschland and talk a little Bundesliga, and the Mexican theme continues here on World Soccer Talk Radio as Chicharito puts in a stunning hat trick in a 5-0 win for Bayer Leverkusen over Borussia Mönchengladbach. And what can I say about Chicharito that hasn't already been said? I just love this one. Many people are throwing this out there. How do you think Louis van Gaal is feeling right now watching what Chicharito's doing in the Bundesliga, watching from his perch at Manchester United?
How do I say not to sound negative? And I don't mean it in any way, because, you know, I mean, he's proven it, of course, when he was coming off the bench. But, you know, who knows? Maybe he just found his level, right? I mean, maybe Real Madrid is too much. Maybe Manchester United was too much for him. You know, maybe it wasn't. We don't know. If he was, you know, if Louis van Gaal, or even David Moyes, or even Sir Alex Ferguson say, listen, you're my man. You're my Wayne Rooney. You play no matter what. You know, who's to say that Chicharito wouldn't be thought of as some of the greatest United players? You know, maybe if he was given that chance at Real Madrid, but he wasn't. He was given chances. Some were maybe realistic, some were not, right? Because you know how it is when you kind of you have that feeling that you never really it, right? It's difficult to perform. But, you know, there's nothing wrong. Maybe he just found his level. Maybe this is this, you know, perfect level for him at Leverkusen where he was given an opportunity right away, and he's paying it back. So, you know, it maybe sounds negative, but maybe just Real Madrid and Manchester United, by virtue of who they are, who they think they are, maybe that was too much. But, you know, I hear your point, though, because right now, I mean, Manchester United are a mess, and then certainly they could use him.
Well, maybe he just found his level. I absolutely love that quote. Maybe Chicharito just found his level of play. What does that statement, though, say, Janusz, about the German Bundesliga?
Nothing. I think it's a great league, you know, but, I mean, look, I mean, there are some teams that are special, and they're very difficult. I mean, they look for superstars. They look, you know, I mean, you look at Real Madrid, as great as they are, they're Galacticos. You know, you have to look at James Rodriguez, right? He already wants to leave. He's not happy. I mean, just not long ago, he was sensational for Colombia in the World Cup. But you get amongst the stars, and it's just tough. You have this Cristiano Ronaldo, it's all about him. It's Gareth Bale, who's struggling there just a little bit as well, right? You have this Manchester United team that's trying to find their way after Sir Alex Ferguson. Totally different Manchester United. So, you know, what it means, you know, Bundesliga is a wonderful league. I mean, how do you compare? You know, you'd have to say that Bundesliga is not far from Premier League. I mean, let's face it. Like, look at this Premier League. I mean, there's nothing special in terms of quality of football. I mean, it's good. It's entertaining. You know, I'm watching Leicester City right now, top of the Bundesliga. I mean, top of Premier League beating Chelsea. You know what I mean? As much as I enjoy that and I love it, I look at this Leicester City team. I mean, what is it so special about them, right? I mean, you'd like to think that just as much as they're capable of beating big teams, you think that there's five or six Bundesliga teams that would probably beat Leicester City, if not more. So I don't know what it means. I think it's a great league. It's greatly supported. It's just as entertaining in many ways as Premier League. It does have one dominant team, which, you know, not long ago, Premier League, right? We could name the first three or four teams, and this season that doesn't seem to be the case, but would you be surprised if at the end of the season the usual suspects would be there? And just as I said that, Diego Costa scores a goal, so here comes Chelsea. So I don't look. I love Bundesliga. It's a different Bundesliga that I grew up on. It's a lot more entertaining for sure.
Oh, without a doubt. And thank you, by the way, for that that live play-by-play there of the Leicester City-Chelsea match. Costa with the goal for the Blues. Janusz Mihalik is his name. My name is Nate Abarreia. Very much enjoying this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about those continental competitions in Europe. Talking Champions League, talking Europa League. Arsenal drawing Barcelona in the last 16 of the Champions League. And Liverpool and Manchester United getting some friendly draws in the Europa League. That's right, Manchester United fans. We're talking Europa League. Welcome. Come on in. The water is fine. It's so good to have you. And the glories of Thursday night football. We're talking all about it on the other side of this break. It's World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
The gift that keeps on giving is almost always just a metaphor. Open it once, gift over. But at TGI Fridays, we have the gift that actually does keep on giving. For just $10, get any Endless app, like one of 8 flavors of boneless wings, and we'll keep them coming over and over again. For a bit more, you can switch to another app. Loaded potato skins? Sure. Pan-seared pot stickers? Fine. You can even try them all. We don't care. We're just excited about giving and giving and then giving some more. Endless apps with endless choice are back at TGI Fridays. At participating restaurants for a limited time. While supplies last, other restrictions apply.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Welcome back in to World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. If you are looking for an advantage when betting on soccer, I want to let you know about a unique open betting platform called FanBet. With FanBet, you can follow your friends and top-ranked bettors to get a wealth of betting tips to help improve your real money bets. Here's how it works. FanBet runs a weekly contest called FanPlay. Members place bets on Premier League games using betting credits. The game data is analyzed, and the top bettors are ranked according to their success. It's a ranking system. You gotta love it. FanBet allows you to see live picks and betting history of these players by following winning bettors. Logic implies you will become a more successful bettor. Sign up today for your free account at fanbet.com, and after you log in to your FanBet account, first thing you'll see is a live stream of picks from winning bettors, each bettor ranked based on their average return from their last five bets. You can add any pick to the odds tracker, and FanBet will compare leading bookmakers to give you the best available odds for your money. It's as simple as that. Improve your soccer betting returns with FanBet.com. Thanks to FanBet.com for their support of World Soccer Talk Radio. My name is Nate Abarea, joined by Janusz Michalik. Now, Janusz, before we talk Champions League, Europa League, and Premier League, you spent so long at ESPN around a man by the name of Tommy Smith, who is one of the most passionate football bettors. Did you ever place any wagers with Tommy Smith on any matches over the years?
Funnily enough, next 3 days I'm going to be on radio with Tommy, so it's going to be a good reunion on the Grumpy Pundits. I'm going to become grumpy with Tommy. But I will tell you, once a year we go to Saratoga for horse races just because we like the place. We don't really bet, but, you know, it's been a tradition in my family. We like kind of horses for just to watch them, you know. And one time I met him there, and he gave me a winner. So that's as close as I ever came. And it was one of those things. We just picked a number. He says, yeah, that looks good. You know, Tommy, that's about right. You know, you may be lucky, and I did win it. So it's a true story, but other than that, I know I don't. It's not with games. I probably should, because he's pretty good at it, to be fair. I mean, he's done it for a long time, and you know, I often laugh at his predictions. But you know what? He comes up with some good ones.
Well, you got to be careful with him. I remember back in April, I had Tommy on the show for 45 minutes, and by the time the interview was over, I'd already been sucked into like four bets. You know, he gets you somehow. He knows how to pull it off. Now, hey, let's talk actually about one of our mutual interests, Janusz. Let's talk about Liverpool Football Club, and we'll tie this back to the Europa League, and then I want to talk to you about the Champions League draw before we got to let you go. This weekend for Liverpool saw a 2-2 draw with West Brom at home at Anfield. It was a very bizarre game, very heated match, had so much intensity, so much passion within. It was great theater. Liverpool end up getting the equalizer, Origi with a deflected equalizer to make it 2-2 in late in stoppage time, 8 minutes of stoppage time after a nasty tackle on Dejan Lovren. Saw Lovren stretchered off, and so it was deep into the 8 minutes of stoppage time in front of the cop. Liverpool get the equalizer, and at the end of the match, Jurgen Klopp runs onto the pitch. They've just drawn at home against West Bromwich Albion, a draw at Anfield against the Baggies. And Jurgen Klopp runs onto the pitch, grabs all 11 players, and makes them go over to the cop and give a salute to the Liverpool fans in the cop, and a big thank you, a big all for everyone hand in hand saluting the cop. And the two Robbies at NBC had a very interesting discussion about this, and both Robbie Musto and Robbie Earle, who both been featured guests on this show and voices of the Premier League now for a few years, they both said something that definitely hit me kind of in a weird way and had me thinking for the last 24 hours about this, and that is that it almost seems like Jurgen Klopp is fixated on manufacturing the Anfield atmosphere. He's all about making sure that the fans are behind us and we're in touch with the fans. And a lot of people, not just the two Robbies, but more importantly, people on Merseyside are saying, hey, Jurgen, we know you're passionate. We know you're enthusiastic. We love your happiness. We love who you are. But the passionate following will come with good football. Maybe you should just focus on the football. What do you think about what came out of the ending of the Liverpool West Brom match yesterday, Janusz?
Yeah, it was probably spontaneous, and it was a little awkward. No questions about that. I think he would have been better off if he coordinated that before, because clearly he's doing what has been done in Germany, not just at Dortmund, right? I mean, we see this all the time. So I think if he wants to do that, rather than just walking up and clapping people, which often happens, right, in England anyway, right, but it's kind of done, you know, each player goes or claps, whatever they are, when the names are being sung, whatever the case. You know, maybe if he wanted to do that, say, hey, let's do it as a team. Let's start this new thing. That would have been better. I think I don't want to argue with the fact that, yeah, if you start winning it, you know, winning will bring that atmosphere. But you have to say the atmosphere hasn't been special, you know, not as special as I've heard it, you know, years ago at Anfield. And there's a number of reasons for that, right? People bring, you know, maybe some more tourists. The prices are more, you know, everyday folks maybe can't afford it, whatever the case may be. But it's been quieter, not just at Anfield, but everywhere else. So, I don't know if I'm against what they've said. I think they're right. I think, you know, winning always brings the atmosphere in. But if you sometimes have to help the people, why not, right? I mean, what's wrong with showing people that you're appreciative, right? You know, the more support, the louder the support, the better it is for your team. And, let's not forget, I mean, he's a blue-collar kind of guy, right? You know, started with Mainz, very small team, and even Dortmund is a very blue-collar. And, you know, as he said, part of the appeal for him going to Liverpool was that blue-collar atmosphere at Anfield and the atmosphere itself. You know, maybe he's disappointed with it, and he said that he's been disappointed with it, that people left, remember, before the game's over. And, in the last game, he appreciated the fact that they were vocal and that they stayed. Now, let's not forget, I mean, that lure of Anfield, you never walk alone, the cop, was important. I mean, let's face it. I mean, he probably had a pick of some clubs that may have been or in a better position than Liverpool, right? He chose Anfield for a number of reasons, and one of the big reasons was his upbringing. He could identify with Liverpool being close to Dortmund and close to Mainz. So I can see both sides.
Well, absolutely, and I kept hearing that word fixated. He's so fixated. He's obsessed with this idea of creating the Anfield atmosphere. And to, you know, go on the flip side of this token here and maybe play devil's advocate for a second, is that a bad thing? Does it show that he is so about being connected with the supporters? Touch on that real quick. Expand on that as far as that maybe not being a bad thing, his quote-unquote fixation with the Anfield supporters.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask him, how would we know if he's fixated? I think he's just, you know, I mean, maybe he doesn't know any better. I mean, look at Dortmund. I mean, look what's happening there. He's just used to that, maybe. You know what I mean? And it's either a fixation or a disappointment. Maybe he expected a lot more, and he's not seeing it. So maybe, yeah, you know, I mean, there's truth to that winning will bring that, especially at home, because let's face it, I mean, his results at home haven't been good, right? His results away from home at Liverpool have been much better. So I agree with those that think that, you know, once they start winning at home, this will come. But maybe he's just disappointed. And if you've ever been to Dortmund, you know, 25,000 people at the wall or their version of the cup, right? No matter what the results, you know, they don't wait, you know, if the team is winning or not. At Dortmund last season, when they were losing just about every game, remember, before the break, they were last place for a while there, and they were, you know, the support was as vocal and as big. So, you know, maybe he expects no matter what, even if we're losing 5-0, you know, the support should be there because it's been there for him before. So, you know, it's a cultural thing. It's different, and maybe he's learning. Maybe he's got to learn that he's got to ease off a little bit, however you want to take. So it's probably a little bit of both, fixation, disappointment. Not sure.
Jonas, do you think tying this back to the Europa League, do you think Thursday night football played a factor in Liverpool's performance against West Brom, which was by no means a great performance and ended up in many ways with them being very fortunate to get out of that match with a point? Do you think there was a bit of a Europa League hangover on Sunday, and could that be a problem looking forward to the next few months?
I mean, there's many teams that have that, right? I mean, if you want to be a big club and, you know, you're in Europe, you have to be able to deal with that. So, I mean, look, I mean, as always, when you have a midweek games and other teams don't, I mean, yeah, you know, it can be if you want to make it so, but I don't think you're going to hear that from Liverpool, Manchester. You shouldn't really. I mean, this is all about big clubs. This is how you make money. This is the reason that you're big, because you're in Europe year in and year out. So I don't necessarily think it was that. I think that, look, I mean, the truth of the matter is that I think he's made a difference. There's no questions about that. His energy alone has shown with the side. But, you know, some of the shortcomings, you can't paper over. You know what I mean? You can't just do it. He's doing it without any help from outside. He's taking the team as is without introducing really any new players or buying any players, because he doesn't have the ability to do it right now. And you know, his style of play doesn't necessarily truly fit everybody that's there. Yet he knows he has to press with some people that maybe, A, are not used to it, or maybe, B, aren't capable of doing it for 90 minutes, and that's his expectation. So, you know, I did think that the team was, you know, I don't want to say tired from it, but, I that performance against West Brom wasn't as high octane as some of the other ones before.
Hey, do you think Manchester United are feeling mighty hot about playing in the Europa League? It's been such a fun conversation over the last few days, and Man United coming into the world of Thursday night football. How do you think Manchester United fans are feeling right now about being a part of the European second competition?
Yeah, I mean, they can be happy. I mean, look, I mean, it's Michelin, right? I mean, and it's funny because, you know, what if it was the first game was against, I don't know, Benfica or something like that, you know? Oh, Benfica's Champions League. But, you know, a big name, you know, that was dropped off Porto. Again, you know, so, but, yeah, just let that sink in, right? It's Europa League and you have, you know, a modest Danish club in there. You know, no disrespect to them, obviously, but... yeah, I mean, how can you be happy? It's an avenue this year, so it's a little bit easier because you know you can win it and go into Champions League in case, you know, you have problems in the Premier League. But yeah, I mean, Manchester United aren't used to being there. It's a big club, but you know, there's a lot of big clubs out there that kind of lost that a little bit. The world is different, Nate, isn't it? Right? I mean, you can't take anything for granted. I mean, you know, you look at the, you know, look at Milan, look at where they are. Look at clubs like, you know, Ajax. You know, they're not the same. It's, you know, even with money, it's a little bit different. You know, it's not enough to spend a lot of money. As always, it's about, you know, how you spend your money, and it's, you know, there's some question marks, and there's certainly question marks about Louis van Gaal.
Will Louis van Gaal make it through the end of this season, Janusz?
Yeah, I mean, he'll make it. I mean, I can't imagine that, you know, again, I mean, you wouldn't make that change right now. You know, first you have to have somebody there, but I'd be shocked if they made that change. My money would be on him being there till the end of the season, yes.
Hey, last question here for you, Janusz. We head over to Europe's premier competition. We're talking, of course, the UEFA Champions League. And in the draw for the last 16, there's one fixture that stands out for everyone in England and many around Europe and around the world, for that matter. Arsenal draw Barcelona. It's Arsenal-Barcelona in the knockout stages of the Champions League yet again. Do you think this could be the charmer for the Gunners? Could they finally get it done against Barca come February, Janusz?
No. and not that, you know, and again, you know, I mean, if you know me, I mean, you know, Liverpool is the team that I've always supported. But, you know, Arsenal, I have a soft spot for them because I enjoy the way they play. I really do. You know, just like I enjoy Barcelona. You know, I was at the, you know, covering the final in, what was it, 2005 and 6 in Paris, where they came close. Arsenal was as good as Barcelona, you know. If it wasn't for the red card, who knows, to Jens Lehmann. But, you know, if it's a one-off look, I mean, Arsenal are so inconsistent that we almost just, we almost stop thinking that it's even possible. But the truth of the matter is that this season's been good for them. You know, look how many injuries they have, and they continue to be up there in the Premier League. They, you know, they made it difficult for themselves early in the Champions League, but they found a way. But, you know, over two legs, with second legs being back, if it was a one-off, I'll tell you. You know, maybe if they get everybody back, you know, Alexis Sanchez is a huge difference for them, right? There's no questions about that. If they have, you know, by March, February, March, if they had everybody healthy, in a one-off, anything's possible. But because they're so open, they don't know any better, they want to entertain, which is a huge credit to them. Just like Barcelona, they want to play the right kind of football to go forward, but that's not the sort of football that gets it done against Barcelona, really, for the most part. You know, sometimes it does, but not all the time. And over two legs, you have to think that the Barcelona will find a way. So I'm not saying it's impossible, but I wouldn't put any money on that.
Well, I'm glad that you put up the name Alexis Sanchez. His fixture is definitely going to mean quite a bit to him. And hey, we'll talk to Tommy Smith about where we should put our money for this Barcelona-Arsenal Champions League tie coming up in February. Say hello to the beautiful Irishman for me when you see him tomorrow, Janusz. And always great having you on the show. You're welcome back anytime, man.
It's always my pleasure, Nate. Thank you very much for having me.
Again, cheers to Janusz Michalak. We're back after this on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313.
The quickest closing segment in radio history. Nate Alvarez signing off for World Soccer Talk Radio. Love you. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.